Alrighty. Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to the Rainy Rain Show Uncensored, where you never know where I'm at, what I'm doing, or who the fuck I'm talking to. That's why you always gotta stay tuned on Talk 5150 channel, cause Power 5150 is the station, but Talk 5150 is the channel. So that's why you here and you listening. And today we have Mr. J.J. Williamson from DD in the Morning and Family and Johnson Family Vacation. I always mess this stuff. So how you doing today, though, sir? How are you two doing today?
Hey, I'm doing amazing right now, man. I'm in here packing out of my clothes, trying to get my ass down and clean this weekend and turn the fuck up.
That's what's up. Now, this ain't your first time in Killeen. I remember back in 2016, and this was my first time doing DJ comedy, and I was your DJ. And they already had prepped me and everything for it, and I even studied some of your videos and everything. And I thought I had a moment to go to the bathroom. I'm just getting done anyways, and all I hear is, "Where's the DJ?" I'm like, "Oh shit!" That's the first time I did not wash my hands after I used it.
When I'm on stage, goddamn, you gotta have a bucket right there, dude. You got to be right there.
I understand now. Like, that was the first time I did not wash my hands after using the bathroom. I would admit that. So, do you still use the DJ as part of your skit? Do you still interact with the DJ?
You know what? It's only at the beginning, man. Because, you know what? I've been speaking with this song, this legendary song from back in the day, showing up, man. And I was trying to retire, but people love it so much. They were like, man, you cannot stop doing that goddamn song, man. So, I do a DJ at the very beginning of my song just to hack the crowd up, get them ready for my country shit. And then after that, I play around with the DJ for a minute at the beginning. That's it.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. So how did you land at the spot in the DD in the Morning Show?
Man, you know what? It was crazy because it was out the blue, to be honest, man. You know, we was in this pandemic. You know, the entertainment business was shut down. Of course, you know, comedy wasn't going on and was no shows going on. So I had to recreate myself on social media, doing different little skits. I was doing this jailhouse thing. I started out of my shower, and that kind of started, you know, putting my name out there some more, keeping me busy, keeping in tune with my fan base. And then I was doing this club patio outside of my backyard where I was just playing music and we drinking, we smoking, having fun. And Dee Dee and her crew was always fans of mine. And when they was making the transition of, you know, find someone else to be on their show, they tuned in to one of my bits, man, and just fell in love with it, man. And here I am, basically, you know, they say, "Hey, JJ, come on in a couple of times and do some bits with us and some breaks." And we just kind of bonded, and they asked me to do some more and kept increasing. And to be honest, here I am today. They offered me the job, and it was great, man, because, you know, I never thought I'd be doing radio. I've always wanted to do radio, but never thought I'd be doing it. So now I'm doing syndicated radio, so it's putting my brand out into a whole nother demographic as far as, you know, this generation, and now she's syndicated, so, you know, a lot of people are getting to get to know who I really am now.
That's what's up. Yes, because from 2016, like I said, when I first met you, and I was, you know, just DJing, and that was my first time doing comedy DJ. I've been DJing for years, but comedy DJ is a whole nother field.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Man, and you taught me so much for that one night. You taught me so much. I swear to God. So to be here now interviewing you, and, you know, in the path that we both on, you know, on when it's awesome, and it's a blessing, and it's good to actually see you again. I mean, well, to talk to you again on this. And And Saturday, definitely, I wrote a book, and I did mention you in there, and do have the picture of me and you in there, so I'll definitely have you a copy Saturday.
Absolutely. Saturday for you. That.
Yes, sir. And I also still got my picture from back then and there, too. So I'm definitely going to have to get you to sign that, because I'm putting all my stuff in frames and making my little wall of fame and stuff. So
Say less. I'll be there.
All right. Now, I know, like I said, I know you can't have much time, because they got on me last time, because I'll talk you to death and you know, I'll try to get an hour show.
Man, we're trying to sell these tickets, man. I'm looking forward. It's been a while since I've been to Killeen, man. So, you know, we're going to be a standalone comedy lounge this weekend. One show Friday, one show Saturday, man. Fort Hood, Killeen, y'all might well come on out. You listen to me every day in the morning on the DD in the morning, so you might as well bring your ass and go and hear me live at night.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And this is Power 5150. And this is the Rainy Rain Show Uncensored. And now you hear me cussing. We ain't got to bleep nothing out over here.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
We ain't got to bleep nothing out. Right. So definitely thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Definitely again, thank you, Mr. Williamson, for giving me this opportunity to talk to you and everything. And I definitely look forward to seeing you Saturday. And we out this bitch.
We out this bitch. See y'all this weekend, baby.